Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, September 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a half, December wheat up 3 cents, and November beans down 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar just up 4 ticks. The metals are sharply lower, with gold down 20 bucks and silver down 50 cents an ounce. Crude's down 90 cents an ounce. Somebody from the White House came out and said that the president was willing to lift all sanctions against Iran. Now, there didn't seem to be any quid pro quo attached to it. I can't believe there wouldn't be, but that's what sunk the oil. We're trading it below the levels we were when the Saudi fields got hit by the drone strike. This morning in the grains, we had that sale of 126,000 metric tons of beans to China. I think that concludes the sales announcements here for the time being. There should be more rumors in the future about more Chinese buying, but I think that's it for the time being out here. The French wheat has been rallying here. I think there were six-week highs. They've only harvested 3% of their wheat versus about 21 on average. So that's pushed up French wheat prices, and U.S. prices have rallied a little bit as well. We still have the problems up in the north. We'll see how much snow and frost they get and where it all hits over the weekend. But, you know, I think we're seeing just a little bit of harvest pressure in these markets. We're coming up to the old saying in the grain industry, sell grain on Rosh Hashanah, buy it back 10 days later on the Jewish Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, I think, starts Sunday night. So there could be a little bit of pressure there. It usually falls in the same time as when we start getting into the brunt of harvest. So it makes a little bit of sense. This year, I don't know if it's going to work as well, because I just don't know that there's enough grain out there to really put that kind of pressure. And I think the commercials have pre-sold an awful lot of grain. Funds are still short. 150 corn, maybe more than that, 160 corn. They're short. Let me see my numbers here. 159 corn, 45 beans, 53 meal. They're short 16 wheat, long 6,000 oil. So there's a lot of short positions, particularly corn, beans, and meal, that could cause a rally if we can get something going out here. So we'll see how the market reacts. Obviously, we have the report on Monday. Grain stocks should be a little bit higher. I'm not sure they actually will be, but certainly the market will be paying attention to that, the weather, the impeachment talk over the weekend, and all this. So we'll see where we go. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.